going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Forward Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And whoever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning. A feel-good Friday indeed. What a day. In New York sports, we go through lots of lulls throughout the sports calendar after the Super Bowl and in the middle of the summer and wondering what the hell's going on. And we're going to come in here and talk about what, well, today, think about today, everything that is happening. The Knicks are home in a game six, another opportunity to eliminate the defending champs in the Boston Celtics. We've got the first Subway Series game of the year at Yankee Stadium with Juan Soto returning. This place is going to be buzzing. There's no better place to be in sports than New York tonight. And hopefully we get our weekend kicked off right, at least with the Knicks. We know that one fan base is going to be happy in the Subway Series. I'm hoping it's the Mets. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I am jacked up today. Today's a great Friday. And here's the thing. There are two guys that I think, as I surveyed the landscape of sports yesterday.
You're surveying landscapes?
I was surveying landscapes of sports yesterday because, you know, I'm a sports guy. That's
you
what
love
I
sports.
Do. I
yes.
look at. I love sports. And there are two guys that really should be pissed off this morning. And it has to do with balls. One has mud on their balls, and the other one has another guy grabbing his balls.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about this yesterday, but the more I think about it, the more I watch Jaylen Brown do what he did to Josh Hart, that is, I want to say it. I wish I was on a podcast because I would say it. But since I'm on legal terrestrial radio, I can't say it. But, I mean, that is about as low as it gets. What Jaylen Brown did to Josh Hart yesterday. And then, of course, Scottie Scheffler ticked off because they didn't play lift, clean, and place in the first round of the PGA Championship yesterday. So as I was surfing the landscape of sports, yeah, it all came back to the same thing, balls.
Balls. Yeah, you know, we did talk about all the ball things that were going on because you had Jalen Brunson. He ended up hitting Jaylen Brown in the balls earlier. And then you had Jalen Brunson, when he fouled out, he got hit in the balls. And then you had the Jaylen Brown grab of Josh Hart, which I thought might have been, even though it wasn't the same guy, might have been a retaliation to the fact that he got hit in the balls earlier in the game. But this is a pure grab of the balls. And it's sort of, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but it, like, more and more people got into it yesterday for whatever reason. I guess they kind of zoomed in on the video, and then Josh Hart's wife came out and said something about it.
Well, of course, you know, Kevin Harlan was talking about it during the game.
Well, yeah, I know.
I mean, but it's just, I didn't realize that it was that egregious. I mean, like, I know, like, I've been hit there. It's not fun, but I've never been grabbed there. I mean, and that's exactly what Jaylen Brown did. Hey, Al, can you come in here for a second?
Oh, no.
What?
You're going to grab Al's balls?
No, I want him to try to grab my balls.
No.
And I want to show people what would happen in my reaction.
No, don't do that.
I have very weak bones. I have osteoporosis. You'll probably slap away and then I'll get broken.
I think osteoporosis is a whole made up thing anyway. So I'm with Maha. So
osteoporosis is a made up thing?
Yeah, so stop with that nonsense.
Wow, interesting. All what right. a take. 888-808-1019. Do you believe in osteoporosis?
Right. All right, so listen, if you came in here and we were like playing hoops together, and he was defending me, and he did what Jalen Brown did. I think I would have to haul off and punch him.
Let's get somebody from the Infinity Sports Network over there. They got like 15 people working on that show, and zero people working on ours.
Try that on Pat Boyle.
Yeah, is Pat Boyle still here? Pat Boyle be a guy.
Yeah, we'll get
him
in here.
Yeah. What about him? Is he too muscular, as Al would say for you?
I mean, I can't. You know, the thing about it is, I don't know him well enough that if I, you know,
you can house him.
I don't want to house him.
You can do it.
Al, you throw Al around a little bit. It's a little funny.
Yeah, but Al's at this point, you don't want to do it. Al loves Fridays. He's in a good
plus,
mood.
Plus, isn't Boyle doing like the California Cryobank?
I don't think he ended up doing that.
Oh, he didn't?
I don't think he did. But I don't think you're going to knock the sperm out of him.
Well, I will tell you right now, if somebody did to me like what Jalen Brown did to Josh, I swear to God, and the more you look at it, the more it just incenses me.
Yeah.
Because it's so obvious what he was doing and why he did it. I want to answer. I want to know why are you grabbing another man's junk in the middle of a professional basketball game?
I would say,
what the hell's wrong with
this
you?
This is a total.
I had all respect for him, but I mean, watching this yesterday, that just, man.
You know what? I would, the only thing I could say that he would say, because it's indefensible. Don't get me wrong. It's indefensible. The only thing that I would say that he might have said is, hey, earlier in the game, your teammate deliberately took his fist when he was trying to get around me, and he smacked me in the nuts, so I had to retaliate in some way. That's the only thing I could say.
Hey, it's one thing hitting a guy down there. It's another thing grabbing and yanking it.
I agree. I definitely agree that there's a difference between a hit and a grab.
That is a like, full-on grab and yank.
Like you've seen or probably experienced in a locker room a ball tap from a buddy, which is the worst.
That high school.
Yeah, which is the worst. The ball tap, it's painful, but it's like, okay, it's like one of those things, quick ball tap. You go in there, you grab.
Grab the shaft and then feel the head.
Yeah, no, it's not good. So what you're saying this morning is that Josh Hart, by the way, is one of the good Knicks in game 5. He played really well. Him and Mitchell Robinson were the only ones you can come out of that game. Like, those guys played well. You're telling me there should be an extra chip on the shoulder tonight from Josh Hart and the Knicks because Jalen
Grabbing Brown bags.
Was grabbing bags.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's totally
grabbing
I
bags.
I mean, it is. Think about it. I don't know about the discussion yesterday around all of this. I know our discussion. But the more I look at it, the more I think about it, and the more I watch exactly what he did, I mean, that is completely uncalled for. Completely uncalled for.
Well,
I was thinking about it. I was so incensed yesterday that I thought maybe the NBA would do something about it, but those freaking spineless creatures that work over there aren't going to do anything.
Unless it's Draymond Green. Here's Pat Boyle, by the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Pat just said, would you want me to grab your balls?
You want to try to grab my balls?
Yeah, so here we go.
If you try to grab my balls, I'll throw you through that wall.
This is not how I envision my Friday morning going.
Right, I know. Well,
welcome to Boomer and Geo, Pat. So what Boomer would like is for you to attempt to grab his nutsack, and then he's going to show you what would happen if he were Josh Hart and you were Jalen Brown. You ready?
Now, wait, hold on. I mean, just make sure that you're okay with my reactions, because I cannot... I cannot control my reactions if you go anywhere near there.
All right, so just give it a shot.
Give
it a shot. You're a muscular man.
It's
you're
a
young man. You can handle this.
So let's see how are they doing this, right?
All right, so yeah, so it was basically right. So Boomer is backing into Pat Boyle. Pat is behind him playing the role of Jalen Brown. And Pat is going to reach for Boomer's nutsack. Oh! And then Boomer's throwing him up against the wall. And he's throwing him in the wall. The studio is breaking. The studio is breaking. And Pat is getting housed. Housed in the studio this morning. Oh, my goodness. And I believe that there is a broken wall in the back there. We have separated the wall. Stephen Waldron, CBS. And he shattered the picture of him and Gunner.
God!
Oh, that's terrible.
See what happens when anger gets in the way. So we've got a separated studio here, and we've got the we got to get the gunner thing.
Too,
it's all your fault, Pat, for trying to grab Boomer's nuts. How do you feel now that you've done this and you've broken the studio?
I feel good. I know it was to prove a point. I know Boomer's sending a message to Josh Hart and the rest of the Knicks.
That damn right, I'm sending a message. What's the first thing you said to me when you saw me?
I said, you want me to grab your balls? Oh, I said, Knicks better finish this effing thing out.
Exactly. And this is why.
Yeah, right. Extra motivation.
Have you ever had anybody grab your balls in a sporting event?
I have.
Really? Yes. Grab and squeeze?
I was a goalie in high school soccer, and I've had people try to do that to me when you're lined up for a corner kick. I've also put my thumb in people's tushes.
What?
So you got to get down and dirty.
What? You stuck your thumb
in somebody's ass? Well, I got my goalie glove on, but yeah. Right in there. Oil check. That's what we used to call it.
To call it an oil check?
Because they would have, I'm the goalie, they're getting ready to take the corner. There would be people that were lining up on me, they're trying to grab me, and you just, bang, jam your thumb right in their ass.
Are you still?
There's no way to get somebody off you quicker than do that, I promise you.
When was the last time you oil checked a guy?
High school.
Okay, all right. So this is not something that you're continuing to do.
Did you play in college?
I continued after that.
Did you play soccer in college or no?
No, baseball.
Baseball. Give her a stick to you later.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Pat. Thank you.
Yeah, that was. Unfortunately, that didn't make it to the air, Pat.
Oh, good. Thank God.
That didn't make it to the air.
But the rest of it did. Studio's
broken.
Good
to know that he's got a girlfriend, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at him. Look at what. That's a man right there.
Yeah, but maybe he's not going to California. Cryobank.
Cryobank.
Cryobank. Yeah.
The studio's broken. By the way, the wall is pushed back there.
See? It was?
Yes.
Yeah, I told you, I wasn't messing around.
Oh, that's not real brick?
You try to rip something off of me like that, and there's no way you're getting up.
Well, that was intense, man. I believe Al filmed it.
This is what the Knicks have got to bring, this intensity.
Yeah, they need to break studios and break frames and all that stuff. Yeah, there it is. See, CBS Sports Network. So it doesn't look that bad from that angle, but it is separated. Like the studio.
It actually looks now like the paint didn't get all the way into the corner, so that's like the real red brick behind it.
Yeah. I'm more disgusted that I broke this frame.
Yeah, it's okay. That's an easy fix, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't be upset
the thing
about
it. I'm most proud of is that.
No, part. I know. It'll be okay. We'll get you another frame. Well, how big is it? Do we know the size of that?
It's like a 9 by what is that, Al? 8 by 11? What is this?
No, it looks like that cover is an 8 by 11. So it's an 8 by 11. What do you call that mount around it? But that's probably an 11 by 16.
11 by 16
frame.
All right, have it fixed by Monday, will you? What? I mean, I don't ever ask you to do anything.
That's fair. There really isn't a lot of asks.
I mean, just go to your local like CVS and get yourself a frame.
I'm more of an Amazon guy. I don't like to go to stores, so it might take an extra day.
Hey, do it now, Prime, one day delivery.
Right now, and you hit buy now, it'll be there tomorrow.
It might even be there later today. Some of those, when you do early in the morning, it'll come by the evening.
Did you ever reenact that photo all these years later?
Yes, we did. And by the way, Gunner and Casper reenacted it, too.
Nice. Oh, nice. I'd like to see that, actually. I
have it on my phone.
All right, nice. That is tremendous. Yes, and we're talking about the Sports Illustrated cover with Boomer and Gunner. Unfortunately, the frame that it was in this morning got broken as Pat Boyle tried to grab Boomer's nutsack. Boomer wasn't having it as they were trying to reenact the Jaylen Brown, Josh Hart incident.
I'm telling you, as surveying this landscape of sports yesterday,
this
thing really annoyed me as the day went on more and more and more.
Yeah. Listen, I'm with you.
What is this, a freak show or something? Like, you're playing basketball, not grabbing somebody's junk.
Well, hopefully the intensity and anger that you have for this incident is what the Knicks are feeling, saying we have to think of this game as an elimination game for us as well, and we can't have this team be pushing us around, grabbing our junk, thinking that they have a chance in this series. Let's go out. Let's beat them. And Jerry was not trolling yesterday. Jerry believes that the Knicks are going to win by double digits. And
don't win by double digits.
That would be the nice message to send tonight. Now, it'd be a hard thing to
to project because they haven't done that, as you said, but this has got to be big time celebration in the streets night. It has to be.
The hardest path to the championship, without question, for me anyway, is the Knicks. I mean, because of all the other injuries going on, and you know, and I know that Nikola Jokic showed up last night in a huge way. You know, I'm watching him play, and I'm going, why can't Karl Anthony Towns do more of what he does?
It's a great question.
That guy is unbelievable. He is virtually unstoppable when he's within 3 or 4 feet of the paint.
I know, man. I mean, and this is why I'm so confused with Karl Anthony Towns. He just doesn't have that extra gear, that extra level that's consistent. And he doesn't play smart basketball.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that he can't get there, but, I mean, his majority of his career has been like this. You know, it's interesting because, you know, the Julius Randle that the Timberwolves got is the best version of Julius Randle. Like, we saw the best and the worst of Julius Randle.
But you want to know why, though? There's a reason why they're getting the best of Julius Randle. There's two reasons in my eyes.
Okay.
Number one, it's kind of like a rebound spot for him. He wants to win. He's always been a competitor. Nobody's ever questioned that. But he's also deferring to one of the best young players in basketball in Anthony Edwards. It's Anthony Edwards' team. When he was here, it was Julius Randle's team.
And then Jalen Brunson came.
And then, right. Julius, I'm sure his teammates loved him, but you remember at the end of games, he always had to have the ball in his hands. He always had to take the shot. And I appreciate it, respect it, and respected everything that Julius did here. He wasn't Carmelo Anthony here. I mean, he was a guy that busted his ass here, unless he would loaf back on defense, and then that would really bother us. But I will say that it's a completely different set of circumstances. He's not in the New York spotlight. He's playing with one of the great young players in basketball. And, you know, they have a good, solid team. They got a defined center. Like, he doesn't have to play the five. He can play the four. You know, and they have a really good mix of players. And I think he's an older guy, more mature, a little bit of a wake-up call going to Minnesota. Knows that the team is good because you have Anthony Edwards on it. And I just think he's a different type of player than when he was here. He took it all on himself, which I could also respect and appreciate.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he has exhaled out there and he's comfortable with his role and who he is. And I don't know if that could have happened here. Like, that's the conversation. Oh, what about the trade? I don't know if Julius Randle could be this Julius Randle here.
Exactly. Or would he want to be the Julius Randle that he is up in Minnesota here?
Right.
Yep. And there's a... he's like deferring a little bit, but he's still very, very much involved. He's still very much a leader on the team. He's still very much a physical specimen on the court, but he's just different. His mindset is different. Like, if the ball comes to me, I'll take the shot. If not, I'm getting it into Anthony Edwards' hands. You know, that's the difference. Because when he was here, there was really nobody else's hands to get it to until Brunson got here.
Yeah, and if I'm Karl Anthony Towns, and we've talked about him being too nice and not having that extra level, if I'm Karl Anthony Towns tonight, I mean, got to have that. He's got to find that extra gear.
So they were saying Boston that, you know, Porzingis was having a hard time breathing in the second half. So this still could be an issue with Porzingis, but you can't get outplayed by Luke Kornet. You can't, and he did. And Luke Kornet had the monster game for, for him anyway, in game five. I mean, you can't let that guy, I don't want to dismiss him. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time and he's been an integral part of the depth of the Celtics that we've been talking about since this damn season, series started. But you can't have Luke Kornet owning Karl Anthony Towns when Karl Anthony Towns is the first string all-star center for the East.
One of the most talented guys in the league, and he's getting housed by this guy who's outworking him.
One game. That's all it is. It's one game. They've been going back and forth. Bad games, good games, bad games, good games. It's time for, you know, not only Karl Anthony Towns, but OG's got to show up. And we got to see Jalen that we saw in game four where he was really, really good. And, that's what you want. Josh Hart's going to give you everything he's got every night. You know what you're getting with him. But I know Mikal Bridges, you know, had his moments in the garden too, which you need the whole team to do what they do. But really for me, OG and Karl Anthony Towns are the two that, you know, okay, let's get involved tonight.
Absolutely. Here we go. Friday, feel good. Knicks, Celtics, Mets, Yankees. We're here all morning long. Want to hear from you as the show goes on. We got Jerry Recco next.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got Jerry Recco here. He's going to get us ready for a huge night in New York sports. And there was some action, of course, last night as well. What's up, Jerry?
All right, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You got game 6 tonight at the Garden with the Knicks and the Celtics. Here is Jalen Brunson. We know game 5 didn't go so good. So what needs to be different tonight?
It's just paying attention to details when it comes to preparing for games, making sure our minds are, our heads are right, and we're locked in on a similar goal. And that's what we need in order to beat a team like this.
You know what? I don't want to see Derek White going off for, like, you know, 5 of 6 for 3 in the first quarter. I just don't want to see that. I'm so sick and tired of seeing that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just expecting it. I'm just expecting that he's going to hit his threes and the Knicks are just going to have to keep up offensively. And hopefully the rest of the team doesn't hit him, because that guy's, I mean, as automatic as there is.
Big game from Cat tonight.
I would love to see that. That would be awesome. It would make me feel so much better about their chances.
You know, what's amazing? Like, game 3 was, like, the biggest game in Knicks history. Then game 4 was the biggest game in Knicks history. Then, you know, closeout game up in Boston, Timothy Chalamet's there with a hood on. I mean, everybody's, you know, jacked up and ready to rock and roll. Now, here we go again. Another biggest game in history. We haven't had a game like this in 25 years.
But it's all true. You know, yeah,
but
it really
then,
is.
But then, you know.
Then like, the next game is, and if they move on, the next game
just
is.
Just reading about all of this, well, this is Jalen Brunson's chance to really separate himself, and then this is Carl Anthony Towns' chance to step up. I'm like, Jesus, every game it's something else. I mean, you know, it's, yeah, they're all big. I mean, especially when you get here to the playoffs, you want to move on, you want to close these guys out.
Man, Chalamet must really love the Knicks, because his girlfriend is on a beach somewhere, posting all these bikini pics.
I think she's just mad at him for not being with her.
Probably.
That's why she's posting.
But he's got to love his Knicks, because I don't know where she is in paradise, but she's not wearing
Turks
much.
Turks and Caicos, I believe.
That's where she is?
I think so.
I love Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Wonderful place. But he's got to love his Knicks. And she is taunting him, boy. Come on, Timmy. Come on down. Screw Jalen Brunson. Look at these boobies. Mmm.
Jerry?
I'm just looking at Boomer's face. He's Joe Mazzulla. His team's mentality tonight.
We got to win one road game. Obviously, you know, they're going to play their absolute best. And, you know, we're going to have to do whatever it takes. But I think, you know, just constantly looking at it, I just got to win one game and take it from there.
Biggest game of the year tonight.
The 25 Garden. Years, yeah.
Now, Jaylen Brown.
One possession, one quarter, one half, one game.
I zipped through the press conference as best I could from the other night.
Yeah.
From what I heard, no one asked him about the shot on Josh Hart.
He grabbed Josh
whatever
Hart. What do you mean, whatever he did, fine. Don't just pass it off like
fair.
That.
He was asked about Jalen Brunson getting him, though.
Yeah.
How hard did he get you in the stomach with that elbow?
He got me in the groin.
Oh,
in
the groin.
My bad.
Yeah, but it's all good. You know, it is what it is. You know, playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
It's a play. You know what?
I grabbed
Josh Hart's member and I try to rip it off.
Yeah. Do you ever figure out where the groin is, Al? I know you've been struggling with that for many years.
Yeah, I mean, I know the general area. I still don't know when they go pull the groin. I don't know what muscle.
Well, instead of saying they pull the penis.
No. It's a different muscle.
Oh, you're talking about when they pull a groin muscle.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
I think you're talking about this specific thing here.
No.
And I still never got an answer whether women...
Didn't you have a hernia mesh thing?
I had two hernias.
Yeah, so it's right in around there.
Yeah, women have groin muscles.
Do women have groins?
Yeah, they have groin muscles. They have to.
I don't know. Could you see a pulled groin on a nude man?
See, I told you, he's been struggling this for a long time.
I mean, you may see some bruising or something. You may see something like that.
A male injection for the groin.
Oh, God, please.
Groin.
You could definitely see a hernia before you get it.
Oh, yeah, of course, because you got a lump there.
Yeah, it's your intestine bulging out of your abdominal wall.
That's right. That's why you need the mesh.
Yeah. But then I see all these commercials. Do you have a mesh? You could sue somebody. I probably have two meshes.
Or if you had a bad mesh.
You got a good mesh.
You got a good mesh. You're fine. You got
men's groin protection.
How did you pull your groin? You don't ever lift anything or do
anything? Yeah, I know. I must just have a weak abdominal wall.
Yeah.
Shocking. On both sides.
Shocking.
My sister even got one and she's a woman.
Runs Duke's in the family.
And my dad had one.
Yeah, runs in the family.
Right, weak walls.
The Dukes, known for their weak walls. That's their legacy.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, so yeah, game six tonight at the Garden. Last night, the Nuggets did force a seventh game with the Thunder.
Christian has it. Denver looking for the first nail in the coffin here. They get it with a bucket. Bounce pass over to Jokic inside the arc. Gets in the paint. Floater. Good! 14-point lead for Denver. 102-88.
Yeah, they wound up winning this game 119-107. Nuggets radio with the call. So we are all even at 3-3. Jokic, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. And Jamal Murray, despite the fact that he had an illness, did play and he went out and scored 25.
How much do you think Chet Holmgren weighs?
Probably 180
pounds. I think he
weighs
about 180.
Yeah.
He's 7, what, 2?
Very thin. Yeah. I mean, this is everybody's been saying.
Look
that.
How thin he is.
I know, it's crazy. I know. I mean, the fact that he stays healthy, even when he stays healthy, of course, he got hurt his rookie season.
He has like a Sean Bradley look to him.
Isn't Wembanyama thin like that, too, or is he a little thicker?
No, he's a little thicker, but he's still very, very thin. But Chet Holmgren's thinner.
Yeah, but Wembanyama's like, what, 18 or 19 or something like that?
Well, Holmgren's only played 21 or 22. I can't imagine he's older than that.
I mean, I'd want to bulk that kid up a little bit.
I'm sure they're trying. It's not that easy. Probably eating a lot of calories. Just the, you know,
they burn a million of them.
Yeah, he's running around a lot. Doing cardio, you know.
The Yankees take on the Mets tonight. Subway Series at the stadium. Here is Mets GM or team president, whatever the hell he is, David Stearns. So this is interesting because people are talking about how the Mets have the pitching staff, the rotation, how good it's been. So the way the reporter phrased it was, any part of this team surprising you so far?
Not really. I think we felt pretty good that we had a balanced team and that we were going to be pretty good. We've played pretty well. Again, I don't think we've played flawless baseball by any stretch of the imagination. I think we're a good team that's played well. And frankly, we've had moments where there have probably been a couple of games that have gotten away from us.
It could be even better than they are right now. But he said basically it's the players that, yes, Jeremy Hefner's been amazing, but you give a lot of credit to the pitchers who have done their thing.
What about the pitching lab?
Yeah,
don't,
I mean,
don't we have a lab?
Yes.
He didn't refer to it as the lab.
What did he refer to it as?
He referred to it as something else. I'll get it for you for next hour. Okay. It wasn't the lab, though. Here he was. He was asked, why do big moments not usually bother Juan Soto? Tonight's obviously going to be one of them as he goes back to the stadium.
He just is the same guy regardless of what the moment is, and he's very consistent in his preparation. He enjoys the moment. He also doesn't make more of it than it is, and he understands he's got to keep himself focused and centered, and I think he does a very good job.
He talks like Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, with the up talk at the end.
He does.
Doesn't make more of it than it is.
Rodon 4-3, 3.29 ERA. Tyler Miguel goes for the Mets 3-3, 3.10 ERA. We will have all of it for you on the Fan. Twins shut out the Orioles, notable because Minnesota has won 11 straight games, four off their franchise record. The Orioles, everyone thought was going to be really good, 15-27.
Oh, wham.
Not great.
How about the Colorado Rockies?
How about them?
And
no one expected them to be good.
Like 7-36.
Right. Well, they're kind of a little worse than we thought, but everyone thought they'd be bad. The Orioles were supposed to challenge the AL East.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we got a long way to go.
It's early, Jerry.
I suppose they could have
Mets were bad this time last year.
That is true. They were 15-27 bad, were they? Were they 9 games under? 8 games under?
They were not 12 games under.
12.
Yeah. I mean, 7-36 are the Rockies, 1-9 in their last 10, and they're 21.5 games out now.
Yeah.
They stink.
Yes, we did know that, though. Just like the White Sox, we knew it'd stink again. The Orioles, we didn't know would stink. The Braves are 22-22. They beat the Nationals 5-2.
They got back to 500.
Yep. And remember this guy, Jacob DeGrom?
Pitch on the way from DeGrom, and that one is right in there. Strike three called. Here's the 0-2. And there it is. Strike three.
That was one of his 7 strikeouts. He went 8 innings, gave up 5 hits. Rangers topped the Astros 1-0. DeGrom 4-1, ERA of 2.29. And then you've got, you know, a lot of times we do this where you will have giveaways for guys, and then they have, like, big nights. There's Shohei Ohtani. How many bobblehead nights does this guy have?
They are milking the hell out of it. I mean, it seems like he's got 3 or 4 every year.
Well, he had another one last night.
I mean, they gave him $700 million. How do you think they're going to make this back?
But I thought they had a consortium over there that's worth $500 billion.
They do have a consortium, but they still have to make money.
Okay.
You know, like Steve Cohen can make money by building a new casino and, you know, that whole park over there, whatever they're calling it, Metropolitan Park. He can make a gazillion dollars off of that. You know, the Dodgers can't do that.
So this guy, this podcast guy, Graham Bensinger, had Scott Boras and Juan Soto. So I don't know if he released the whole thing, but I saw, like, snippets of it. And in it, Boras is talking about the meeting with Cohen. And this is what I thought interesting. Soto said when they got together at this hotel to kind of go over details, that Boras was peppering him with personal questions. So then the interview goes back to Boras, and he asks him, like, how personal? He's like, very personal. I need to know about the guy. Isn't that a little out of bounds?
Who was asking personal
Boras
questions?
Boras was asking Steve Cohen very... They wouldn't say
about
what the...
Steve Cohen?
Yes.
I tell Boras, go stick his head up his ass. I'm sorry. Listen, you know, I'm going to give your client $700 million. Go stick your head up your ass. I don't want to hear anything from you. This is why owners get ticked off at these agents.
By the way, they say the podcast is off the rail. A lot of ass talk today.
Yeah. Should have Pat Boyle give him an oil check.
What is going on here, man?
Have you ever heard of that, by the way?
No, I haven't.
I mean, Pat Boyle saying that, you know, as a soccer goalie, you could give an oil check?
No, I didn't play soccer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that.
You were a catcher, right?
No, I was a bad second baseman.
You were a second baseman?
Yeah, I did catch a little bit as a backup, but I was not a catcher.
Okay.
But I did like catching.
You remind me of a catcher for some reason. I don't know why.
Short, stocky, and fat. Just like Alejandro Kirk.
I don't think you're fat.
I'm chubby.
CeeLo's a catcher build, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was an infielder, too. I think he was a shortstop.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he's
still
a good infielder, very good. For our softball.
Good hands.
You're well played,
that was my get for you.
I know, it was a good, solid get.
Yes, it was. Anyway, Ohtani hit 2 home runs in that game last night. The Dodgers beat the A's 19-2. Joe Shane was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams. I talk about Jackson Dart. Okay, fine. So this is about the quarterback room. This one, everyone seems to love Jameis Winston. So Shane has been around him now for a little while and pretty much the same.
The guy's got energy. He's animated. I think he's hilarious. I think he's got a really good personality. I was just out on the field. They're out there right now. And he did a couple of things that made me laugh. So again, he's got a presence about him. He's got very good size. He can still throw it. He's got a great personality.
And we'll see when we trade him now. Because they got four quarterbacks. But yeah, look at this. A good look at Jameis Winston on CBS Sports.
Slow motion.
Got Johnny U's number on.
Slow motion Jameis.
Yeah, pretty good. In terms of the schedule release, we know the Giants have those two road games in the division to start, and then they get the Chiefs. Here is Shane.
There's nothing we can do about it. You know, it is what it is, and we have to control the controllables. And, you know, we're going to focus on us right now this time of year.
Can't worry about the
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, everywhere you look, everybody's just writing them off, man.
I saw that they have the hardest schedule on paper of any team in the last 5 years in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
That seems fair.
That's basically all anybody's talking about.
How does that happen when they stunk so bad last year?
No, because their division is good and their play and their crossovers with the AFC West.
You know what does suck, though, for them? And I'm not saying these are bad teams, but games against the Patriots and Raiders are winnable, and they're at the end of the year when the season could be decided already.
I think I agree with Al's analysis on this whole thing. Like, preseason is like the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, Al was saying. And Al's right, because he's done a lot of, you know, in-depth,
deep dive,
gone into the weeds. And he's figured all this out, that the Giants could come out of these first three games, maybe even 3-1. You catch these teams a little
less. 3-1.
Hey, we're playing the Giants.
Can
they
we mark
suck.
That down?
Hey, we're playing the Giants. They suck. Boom! Here we go. Abdul Carter.
We've seen crazier things.
Your quarterback's neck.
I mean, we really have seen crazier things in New York sports. I didn't think the Knicks would have back-to-back elimination games against the Celtics. Didn't think the Mets were going to take out the Phillies in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Giants going 3-1 against that schedule to
Listen,
start?
You know me and the Giants. I don't think they're going to win any games.
No,
but I'm just saying stranger things have happened. And you got them beating the Commanders week one, Jerry.
Yes, I do.
So why is that, Jerry?
Because they match up very well and have for years with Washington.
It doesn't have anything to do with Al's analysis?
No.
Oh.
I agree with Al's. That we've talked about it for years. The September now stinks in the NFL.
It does.
The play is not good, and then as you get into October, it starts to get better and better.
See, this is where, like, if Brian Daboll's listening to you this morning, or Al.
But you know what? You know,
early, because I'm sure he's up early as well, getting over there to work out and all that. But that's the thing. Like, I would tell my team, hey, look, people think we stink, and we can catch these guys off guard. You know, Jaden Daniels is going to come walking into that stadium thinking he's going to be throwing for 500 yards, and Abdul Carter and Brian Robinson and Kayvon Thibodeau are going to be hanging all over him. Good luck.
Can't wait.
The Hurricanes beat the Capitals 3-1. I think they could win a couple games to start. I don't think 3-1.
I agree, too.
But I wouldn't be shocked if they were 2-2 after four games.
I'm telling you, the other thing is going to be the competitive edge that the Giants are going to have this year. The coach is not going to have much patience for anything.
Nor should he. Hurricanes beat the Capitals. They take the series 4-1. Jets shut out the Stars 4-0. Stay in that series. In first round of the PGA Championship, Jonathan Vegas, a 64-7. Gerard and Davis at 66, two back. And then a couple of notables here. Scottie Scheffler -2. Bryson DeChambeau, an even round of 71. Rory McIlroy +374.
You know what's amazing about what was going on yesterday? You know, we talked about it a little bit this morning. I brought it up. Was Scottie Scheffler
and
after
the
round complaining about, you know, lift clean in place because the thing was so wet when they teed off in the morning. The guys in the afternoon weren't playing the same type of golf course. It had dried out. I was watching the end of it last night, and you could see where the balls were rolling in the fairways.
I will have audio of him talking about that next hour.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like he was whining about it, but
okay, no, he was asked about it, and he goes, this is the last time I'm going to talk about it. And then he gave a whole big answer. And
the fact that he's below par is amazing, given what happened to him and Xander Schauffele in that hole.
By the way, we're thin, so we're going to hear from him regardless next hour.
That is the
thin?
On audio.
That is the worst leaderboard I've ever seen in a major since I started paying attention to
it's
golf.
Day this, one, man.
Luke Donald is the biggest name.
I understand it's day one, but this is really, really bad. I mean, this is the equivalent of an A's Marlins World Series. I mean, all these tomato cans that are up. Johnny Vegas, he's like the guy you don't want to get paired up with in the Pro-Am.
It's day one.
I understand
just
that.
Relax.
But it's still, the fact remains that the leaderboard sucks. It just does. You want to see Jonathan Vegas 7-under and Rory 3-over?
I don't like the way he spells Jonathan.
You know, Jonathan Vegas is sponsored by Major League Baseball, which is a bizarre thing.
But isn't that like that's an interesting way to spell that name.
Okay.
The foreigners, they don't care. They just want money.
There you go.
They don't care about anything.
It's the
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll talk some Juan Soto Subway Series coming up in about 10 minutes from now. But we got some clarification on that Michael Jordan hire by NBC. And it makes a lot more sense to me now as he's not going to be in the studio. He's going to be doing this from home, and he's going to have taped segments where he analyzes basketball. So now I get it. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to have any real opinions. He's just going to tape some stuff. Doesn't have to be live. And they're probably going to send him a big fat check. And he helps out his buddy who's an executive over there. Yeah. And he can still play golf. He can still go fish. He can still be Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So now I understand.
It's protected. You know, it's like a protected deal. Like I always tell you, when the Manning brothers do their Manning cast.
Yeah.
That's their broadcast, and if you love those guys, you watch those guys. Because they're funny, they're hilarious, they have different guests on during a game, and it's a couple guys just watching a game. And
if it's a bad matchup, it's better to watch them.
Right. But again, they're not doing what Tom Brady's doing.
No.
They're not doing what Tony Romo's doing. Mm-mm. You know, they're not doing what I once did and Phil Simms once did. You know, they're not in the booth where there's millions of fans just ready to pounce on any mistake you may make. You know, they don't, you know, this is their controlled environment. This is what they're doing. And I think that's probably smart by John Miller and NBC. So you're using Michael Jordan's cachet to help sell the product that is now moving back to NBC, and you're making a whole retro thing about it, and you're going back to like a reunion.
John Tesh coming back.
Right, and you're trying to give it some pizzazz, and you're obviously doing that in front of all these advertisers. So now the advertisers get a little bit excited, and next thing you know, they are going to be buying into it because John Tesh is back. The music's back anyway. And Michael Jordan's back. And they're trying to make it the way it used to be when they used to carry Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley and Isaiah Thomas and everybody else.
I feel like the undisputed king of sports TV songs is the NBA and NBC one. Like everybody says that. And everybody's so thrilled it's coming back. Is there even a close number two? Like, what would be number two?
I love the CBS football song.
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I guess Monday Night Football. But we're talking about, like, the Hank Williams Monday Night Football stuff? Or, like,
I love the Hank Williams.
Other, it's a classic.
Just the music you're talking about.
I like the CBS music, too.
I guess Monday Night Football would be. Because, yeah. But NBA on NBC. Yeah.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
All right.
That's the way to me.
Yeah.
And with Howard's voice.
Yeah, you heard me. I wasn't alive for that, but...
Well, it happened.
I know. Don't get so angry, Eddie, for God's sakes. I'm just saying what I'm thinking about the... With my peers, the NBA on NBC song was it. And Monday Night Football was... It's hard to argue. It's a 1-2 thing, depending on your age.
Well, the Hank Williams thing was great.
Well, that's... Yeah, but that's... I'm not necessarily talking about that.
You want, like, theme music. You want, like,
yes,
music.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. And those two are probably... If someone came in and said Monday Night Football won, I can't necessarily dispute that. This is good. It's not up there with that, though. I'm sorry.
I love
CBS. We're on CBS Sports Network. It's an amazing partner. Stephen Waldron works for CBS. But
not today.
He's off again today on a Friday?
That's what I understand.
Oh, my God. This guy really is on brand Waldron today, huh? Summer Fridays start before Memorial Day weekend for Stephen Waldron.
Who does it remind you?
Friday's off.
Who's it remind you?
Let's see, who takes off? Oh, Dave Sims.
That's right.
That's who it reminds me of.
Oh, boy.
All right, speaking of the Yankees and Dave Sims, I think he's calling the Subway Series. Not sure, but we'll talk about that coming up next. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, now!
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.